Veshayin Gimel, Sif Beis and Gimel, Kiddush Mokum Suda. Mechaber says in Sif Beis that if you're Makadish in a house to eat somewhere and then you change your mind, you have to be Makadish once again in the place that you're going to eat. This is probably the only case at the end of the day that a person is going to end up making another Kiddush, is in a case where he had intention to eat in one place and then for whatever reason he didn't eat anything there and he ended up going and he didn't end up eating or drinking, eating a kezayis, says the Mishnah Berurah, or drinking a ravias, which Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention here, but he already mentions that earlier, then you would have to make Kiddush another time. Basically, this Eitzah that the Mishnah Berurah says, v'le'ochel kan kezayis, that's the way to get out of all the shailas that he's going to talk about in the future, moving to here, moving to there, and yeah, das for this, das for that. The easiest way to get out of the problem of Kiddush Mokum Suda is to have a kezayis of mezaynis afterwards, and you eat your chiv of Kiddush Mokum Suda, and then whatever happens, you're good to go. Sif Gimel talks about him, Kiddush v'le'ochel, afidei Kiddush v'le'ochel. That's not just where you ended up eating a suda somewhere else, says Mishnah Berurah, even in a case where you didn't end up having a suda b'chlal, that's also, you're not eating to the din of Kiddush. A person just makes Kiddush and doesn't eat. And Ramah says, the Tzarek Lechel b'mokum Kiddush la'altar. You have to do la'altar. The question is, what's considered la'altar? How quick is la'altar? So you're not supposed to be, Mishnah Berurah says, li'afsik afilu zman katar. L'chatchila, you're supposed to eat your suda right away. Which means that if you do not want to have your suda right now, sometimes it happens after Asar B'Teves, which is on a Friday, and you want to break your tainus, and then you're not interested in going from the fast to the you want to have a little bit of time. So you make your Kiddush, and then you have your suda later on. That, so it's your Mikadosh at the beginning of the day right away. That you shouldn't do. Or if you want to do that, you should have a mezainus or a vias of wine afterwards and mekayim the din of Kiddush Mokum Suda, because you can have that din of Kiddush Mokum Suda at night also, if you're stuck. Like we'll see b'hemshach. However, generally you're supposed to make your Kiddush right before you're having your suda. And what is la'altar? Mishnah Berurah seems to say mamish not a long time. The Aruch HaShulchan says it doesn't mean la'altar mamish. He says people generally, they switch their clothing, you put on your frack, your whatever it is, your tishbekesha, also known as a bib, and I mean the alachez that you supposed to, before you take your kids on your lap, you're supposed to change your whatever it is. And these things actually take a few minutes. It doesn't mean mamash alter. Shom Zalman brings out Shemesh Abbas Gechos. He brings out a bunch of different sheets. Is masapik kidei achilas pras, or does it mean a half an hour, 4 minutes? It's not kidei shnius revius. But kidei achilas pras, or is it? A half an hour, or maybe even an hour, 2 hours. Mele benish chai tainas that b'di'evid, if you didn't eat within 2 hours, that as long as you ate within an hour, 2 hours, I think he says, then you shouldn't be chayzer mekadesh. That's already considered la'altar. That's considered, since it's not clear, some brachas la'akol will tell you that that's still considered la'altar. Certainly, one should have in mind to eat right then, and the Mishnah Berurah says if you have das to eat right then afilu mira achagei chaynus v'le'ochel miyad gam ken yotza. However, an oinus happens you didn't eat, the ma'aser kavana was to eat, then you're yotza. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down yotza gam mekayim v'intayim das gam achaynim shetzarech lach l'kaddish. Let's say an oinus happens right after Kiddush. A guy gets a call, he's atala, and he gets a call right after Kiddush to go running. The kid, sir, he was planning on having a suda right now. But they know, anybody that saw Natsala knows that he doesn't know if he's going to be able to have his kiddush his suda right now. Mamela, his das was to eat right now, and he gets a call and he runs out. And that's the end of that. So, was the yaitse, he had his mali lugmav, he didn't have a revi, he didn't have nothing, he's not waiting to eat a kezayish before he goes on the call, he runs out. In such a case, the mashmai to the Mishnah Berurah is, he says, das kama chren v'zar lach to the kaddish. Even though he had das to eat then, but since he also left and he didn't end up eating, then I don't know at the end of the day if he's going to tell you taka to make the bracha, because he brings down in the bottom that loybriur din zeh kuli hai. And the Sharatina brings down it's not so pashin. The Chavis say the vision of bracha lakol. So it's not exactly clear in what case the person is mamish gonna. And if a person wasn't planning eating now and then he ended up eating, he's also yitzeh. And with the evidence, if he didn't eat for a few hours, he's also yitzeh. And we're not going to make him make. So the only time really that if a person makes kiddush that he's not going to be yitzeh
is in a case where he made kiddush and he probably didn't have a suda. Or he made kiddush and he's planning on eating here and he ended up eating another place. And he didn't have anything. He didn't have a revit, he didn't have a design, he didn't have anything. In such a case, then it's kiddush, if it was not makadz rokum, doesn't have kiddush rokum suda. In those cases, and for only those cases, is he going to have to make kiddush again to become the din of kiddush rokum suda.